Start your day to Rabbi Ari Tumin.
Good morning. Thank you again for another opportunity forcing me to learn something during Bein HaZmanim. A special thank you, especially to Rav Simcha and MD for the opportunity for Kedil Dayanus and Golayt to come in and say Shurim which are related to Chesha Mishpat. Today is going to be a Shir, Mat Hashem, which is related to Erev Pesach, Shechol B'Shabbos, and also hopefully find some relation to the idea of Chesha Mishpat, something practical and something Lomdish as well at the same time. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samach Vov, relates an incident that took place in the times of the Mikdosh. Second base of Mikdosh, the Bnei B'Seira, they were Nesiim. Nis'almo Mimnei B'Seira Halacha. Erev Pesach was Shabbos, and of course, when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, the day that Yishechta come Pesach is not on Pesach, Yishechta on Erev Pesach. We eat the Pesach at night, but it's Shechted on Erev Pesach. So when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, what do you do? Come Pesach Doich Shabbos or not? We know the Mishnah, come Pesach Doich Shabbos. Or Benis'alma B'nei B'Seira Halacha. B'nei B'Seira, who the Nesiim, the ruling Nesiim at the time, they forgot Nis'alma B'nei HaMelacha. Was withheld from them, the Halacha. They didn't know what to do, and till they found Hillel was Olami Bavel, had come up from Bavel, and he dashed in the Zirishava, a Kalva Chayme, and he was Hischel Lekantron Bedvorim. He started shepherding them. Why did you not know the Halacha? And I did. You weren't Mishamash Shmai Vavtayin Karoyu, you weren't Mishamash Shmai Vavtayin the Gedolim. You weren't Mishamash, you didn't learn the Halachas properly as you needed to, and therefore when it came to Halacha Lomais, you didn't know it. And the Torah says, because of that, he himself, because he started shepherding them, Kol HaMisyor is someone who gets carried away, gets overconfident, yeah, then he also forgets Halacha, so he forgot. So what about, okay, the Shechitah Kom Pesach is Deich Shabbos, but what about if you bring the knife? The knife isn't the mitzvah to bring the Shechitah Kom Pesach, can you also be Deich Shabbos? He said, Hanach Lehem Yisrael, famous quote, let them see what happens, Emeinu Nevi'im, B'nei Nevi'im. Kal Yisrael can be relied on, they have a Messiah, they know what to do, and what happened was the people put the knives on the horns of the goats in the wool, and that's how you're supposed to bring it, with the Shinui, the Yubahim, say them. But one thing we can take out of there, that there's a Hischel Lekantron Bedvorim, what's expected when a topic arises, Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos, one's expected to know the halachas, one's expected to be able to know the practical aspects of the halachas, and if not, Hischel Lekantron Bedvorim, it's a chepa, and as a result of that, Hillel became the Nossi. The lot of Torahs are selling this Gemara. A lot is learned out from this piece of Gemara. Yerushalmi Asakasha, has it possible they could forget? It's not shy to have less than 1 in 14 years Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos, and people ask me, Yerushalmi, we know we've got a 20-year gap, so I didn't check it up. But the truth is that this, when you look at the calendar, this is a calendar cheshbon. Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos, our calendar is built on 19-year machzorim. Every 19 years, there's a repetition. Yeah, as the 7 leap years in every 19 years are fixed. Every guchyadzat, every third, sixth, eighth year, in the 19-year cycle is going to be a leap year. It's a fixed cycle of leap years within 19 years. But the days of the week aren't always the same every 19 years. So there's a 13-year cycle of 19 years. 247-year cycle, 13 different 19-year cycles. Within those cycles, 247 years, you have 28 or 29 Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos. I'm not checked up, I've read, but you have to know, in that tkufa of Neighbor Seira, it's possible there was no more than a 14-year gap. Normally it's an average of 8 or 9 years. So sometimes you have 2 or 3 years, sometimes you have 20 years. But that's, okay, Akapolin Yishlami asks, every 14 years, how can they not know? But there's another category which Mephoshim ask. Yishorim asks it, other Mephoshim asks it, and they say, what's going on? If you make a push to Cheshbon, what happened in the Midbar? The first year they came out of Mitzrayim. The next year was the only common Pesach they bought in the Midbar. There was a time of Klai Yisrael, they bought one Pesach in the Midbar. But the next year was the only common Pesach they bought in the Midbar. They set up the Mishkan, and they bought common Pesach. Set up the Mishkan was first of Nisan. 2 weeks later, was Pesach. First of Nisan, that year, no, it was Yom Rishon, it was a Sunday. Asura Torah is not Lois Yom. There were 10 things it was the first of. One of the things was the first day of the Mishkan or the first day of the week. It's a Sunday. So if the first one is Sunday, so then Pesach is Sunday. Is Erev Pesach It's Shabbos. And they bought Gombes that year, so how can it be the Zalman Deir of Seirah? Look over the Chumash, they bought Gombes that year. Various Tuitim, I mean, Chesitzah has a different Mahalchim. Well, one, the Sayyid Yisharim's Mahalch is, says, the name is Seirah, so it's true they bought a Kompesach. So we know that Kom Tzibor is Deicha Shabbos. So maybe the Tzibor bought one Kompesach. In the Midbar, they bought Kompesach. Did everyone bring their own Kompesach? Because a Kom Yachid normally isn't Deicha Shabbos. The principle normally is a Kom Tzibor. Tomid, Klal Yisrael brings the Tomid. Klal Yisrael brings Musafin. Those Kabbonas that Klal Yisrael bring as Klal Yisrael Deicha Shabbos. But a personal, individual Kabbon should be Deicha Shabbos. It's true they bought the Pesach, but maybe they bought that as a Tzibor. And that, you need the Hillel to come along and tell them, fine, and that's good. So, Kashas and Jews and Mahalchim. What's Taka Peshat? Kom Pesach, Taka, an exception. Yeah, we know the principle is Kabbon Tzibor, Deicha Shabbos. And Kom Yachid is not Deicha Shabbos. So the Gemara in Yuma tells us, yeah, it's true, we've got Joshua, we've got Kavah Chaimus, but the Gemara in Yuma says, Choyel Ubo Biknufyo is Azavia Kabbon Tzibor. Since God's Kal Yisrael comes together, so then, the Bikabar Bikinufya, that itself gives it the status and the power of a Karban Tzibor to be Deicha Shabbos. So, interesting. Karban Pesach has in it both aspects. It's a Karban Tzibor, but it's done. Kol Yochav Yochav, Kol Mishpach, Kol Mishpach. Everyone does it. Chabura. You do it together as an individual, but because you're doing it as part of Klal Yisrael. So, and Be'etzim, that's the idea. Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. They only had two Zchusim. What two Zchusim did they have? They had the Dam Mila and Dam Pesach. The Pesach is a national carbon. As you said, it's a carbon symbol. Oh, but the Mila is a very individual thing. Every individual has his own Mila, obviously going to raise anybody else. And that's for sure. That the carbon Pesach, Christ will come in Shrine, you think this is a national event. It's a national event. It's identity. Klal Yisrael born. A nation is born. Coming out of Klal Yisrael, we were, had no existence. Now we're a new nation. Oh, but what does that mean for me as an individual? Do I lose my identity? So the answer is no. Kol Pesach is telling you, Kol Yochid V'Yochid, you have to do your own bris, you're going to be a Yochid, and you're still going to be Deicha Shabbos. Why? Because as a Yochid, you're part of Klal Yisrael. Each individual has got its own merit, its own aspect, its own worth, that comes together as part of Klal Yisrael. You can be Deicha Shabbos with your own Kol Yochid. So, one of the halachas that are different this year is going to be the halacha mechiyos chometz. Halachas are retaining to mechiyos chometz again. So mechiyos chometz is a halacha which most people do, but for most people the technicalities aren't really relevant. They go to their rov, sign the paper, pick up the girdle, pick up the handkerchief, whatever it is, they leave something more schitten, and answer one or two questions, sign the paper, and that's about it. But lemaisa, the technicalities of the kinyonim, when they chal, how to do it, what kinyon can you do with a guy, what do you say to the guy, most of that part is not relevant to most people. Formerly, that was how everyone did their own mechiyos chometz. Originally, it's before it evolved that the rov does it. A person would go to a guy, and he would say, do you want to buy my chometz? And he would sell him the chometz, and either he would pay him the money, he would own the money, and he would buy it back him after Pesach, and it became very relevant for each individual to know the halachas. But on Erev Pesach, it takes a slightly different form. When do we sell the chometz? Why, first of all, why do we sell chometz? Who's selling chometz? Why are we selling chometz? Yeah? So you're not allowed to own chometz, but the Maisa Azai, every person does Bedikas Chometz, every person does Bittel Chometz. So once you've done Bedikas Chometz, and you've done Bittel Chometz, you've satisfied all your obligations. Min HaTorah, Midrabonon, there's nothing more for you to do. Yeah? Min HaTorah, Bittel is enough, Chazal to say, we're not happy with that, just do Bedika. Bedika alone, Chazal weren't happy, so do Bittel. But once you've done Bedika and Bittel, you've covered all your bases. Yeah? You've done your Bedikas Chometz, you've got rid of your Chometz, and what's going to be, Chas Shalom, you've done Bedikas Chometz, and you've done your Bittel Chometz, and you find a piece of Chometz on Pesach, Seder, there's halachas about that, but you're not even anything. If someone's done Bedikas Chometz, and he's done Bittel Chometz, and on Pesach he finds Chayes Shos, a box of, I don't know what, a thing, a packet of bread in his freezer, he checked it. So then, yeah, you'll have to say bread now. On Pesach, you don't. So, yeah. So, yeah, you don't even anything. You take it, you burn it, it's yontif, you cover it, whatever it is, it's halachas. But you're not even anything, you're done, you're bdiki, you're done, you're bdiki, you're fine. So why do we do mechias chometz? It's not because we're briskers and we've got nerve and we're worried about it. Yeah? The reason why we do mechias chometz is because we want to keep chometz behind. We don't want to get rid of all our chometz. There's certain chometz that we want to keep, some people more, some people less. It might be a chayes shvos, your whiskey collection, it might be what, you're not happy to get rid of it. Do mechias chometz to say, hey, we've got a whole collection of whiskey here, let's pour it onto the fire. Yeah? So there are certain chometz that we would really like to keep going together. So what we do is, we sell it to the goy, and we buy it back up to the goy, and that way, we sort of semi-assured that we're going to get it back after Pesach. So how does that work when Erev Pesach is Shabbos? Normally, we do Mechias Chometz in the last possible moment. Why? Because once you sold your chometz to the goy, then you can't eat it anymore. You sold it, it's not yours. So Kol Zman is being sold and it's not being bought back. So normally, Mechias Chometz is structured, it's Chal on Erev Pesach, it's after the Zman Achila, you do Mechias Chometz. For us, again, it's relatively easy. Just to recap a bit of the basics, Chometz, Midday Raisa, nothing kicks in till Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Chatzos on Erev Pesach, then at that moment is the deraisa kicks in. Chatzos Erev Pesach till Chatzos on Erev Pesach, then nothing kicks in. No issa hano, no issa achila, no issa bayiroi, no issa tashpisu till Chatzos. Perhaps okay, fine. But the esem issa chometz, there's no issa till Chatzos. Rabbonon came and they made two precautions on that. There's 2 hours they added on, which is why we get to Hasos Man Achila. The Hasos Man Achila is 2 hours before the Deraisa. They said, 1 hour beforehand, we're going to be a machmir that you shouldn't have any chometz, you shouldn't have any hanor from it, and the other hour, you can have hanor, but you mustn't eat it. Yeah. So 1 hour before Chatzos, Chazal said that you're not allowed to have any hanor from your chometz, and the hour before that, you're not allowed to eat it. So, 2 hours before Chatzos, Chatzos Man Achila. Obviously, when that is, Sarah Machloikas, say that, fine, okay. Not discussing that now. But after Chatzos Man Achila, you're still allowed to have a nod from your chometz. You're still allowed to own your chometz, Deraisa and Rabbonon. So you can sell your chometz then. Erev Pesach, when do you do it? So Erev Pesach, in Halacha state, be your chometz, the burning of the chometz that we do, you should do it the same time, or around the same time that you would do it on a normal year, not to get confused. Right? So, there's a gzeira that we try and establish a protocol that everyone should remember the same thing as every year. So now, what about eating chometz? So that's my first in the Gemara, the first mission, the first of the Paiskim. After Bir Chometz on Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos, you leave over chometz, so you should be able to have your 2 sudas on Shabbos. So, what happened to gzeira there? Other years? Okay, so that we're not worried about. You've got Mitzvah Shabbos. So what about just eating, not Mitzvah Shabbos, on Friday afternoon I want to eat? Look, if I'm eating chometz, anyway, there's enough going to say this. What about the gzeira that are going to get mixed up other years? Well, fine. The fact that they're doing bigger chometz at that point in time itself serves as a reminder. So now what about Mechiras Chometz? Mechiras Chometz, a big debate in the Poskim. When should you do sell the chometz to the goy? Obviously, you're going to leave over the bits that you need, that you're not saying to the goy. The bits that I need for the Shabbos, I'm not saying to the goy. But when should I do Mechias Chometz on Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos? So some say you should do it the same as every other year. Normally, you do it in that window after Sos Man Achilas Chometz before becomes a poor Chatzos. You should do it in that hour, in that last hour after Sos Man Achilas, you should do it the same as every other year. Others say, I mean, Mechias Chometz, no takkana to Mechias Chometz. Bir Chometz, Chazal made the takkana, you should do it, and then you should say Kachamira then. So we do it the same time as we do every other year. But this is not a takkana, Mechias Chometz. This is something which we do for convenience. So in fact, if you do Mechias Chometz then, you're actually setting yourself up for a problem. Because our still shops are still selling Chometz after on Friday afternoon. People still need to buy the last minute Chometz for their Suda, for the things. They're still selling their Chometz. And you sold it to the goy, so yeah, they can't sell it anymore. So Elamai, they're undoing the mechira. What's going on? Better to make sure the chalos, your sale goes through on the last minute, just before Shabbos, an hour before Shabbos. That's when the Chalei should, you set it up. You can set up the Mechir beforehand, but it's to take effect. Others questioned and said, well, why don't we do why can't the Chalei be on Shabbos? Oh, this is exactly what I'm coming to. Let's do a Mechira with the Goy on Friday, and we'll say to him, okay, we're doing this sale, we're doing this transaction, but the transaction is only effective, completion only takes place on Shabbos morning, after everyone's finished their Sudus. That's just one Mechira. And this is a very big point, and it's a longer point, but has a lot of practical ramifications. There's a famous Rabbi Akiva Eiger, not talking about Mechiras Chometz. My famous Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it talks about doing a sale on Erev Shabbos, which is going to take effect on Shabbos. Does a sale, set up the sale on Erev Shabbos, but the sale is only going to be effective on Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger discusses it, and he says, the right opinion of Ben. What happens when you have a opinion of Ben? And the day of the Pinyin HaBen is Shabbos. When do you do the Pinyin HaBen? You do Motzei Shabbos, Sunday, Motzei Shabbos, Sunday, well. Why don't you do the Pinyin HaBen on Shabbos? So you can't do Pinyin HaBen, you can't give the money to the Kohen on Shabbos. He says, oh, I've got a simple answer. Here's the answer, the Magen Avraham already, the Trumas Hadesh, and much earlier, brings down, give the money to the Kohen on Friday, tell him, hold on to this money, because it's my money. Till Shabbos, it's my money. Shabbos morning, it becomes yours. And that's perfectly effective for Pinyin HaBen. If you can give money to a Kohen for Pinyin HaBen, that's Yisgah Halton, that's Klar. You can give money to a Kohen, hold on to it till day 30. On day 30, it's effective, it's a Pinyin HaBen. So do that. Before day 30, I give it to him, and it takes effect on Shabbos. So the Trumas Hadesh actually says, you know, well, when are you going to make the bracha? You're going to make the bracha on Friday? You haven't yet done the mitzvah. Bracha on Shabbos you're not doing anything. Suda. Pinyin HaBen, you're supposed to make a Suda. When are you going to make it? When is it Chal? It's a mess. Don't do it. Says Rabbi Eiger, why is he not more fundamentally opposed to it? Do you saw it? Is it a Pinyin HaBen or not? Can you allow to do on Shabbos? If it's a Pinyin HaBen, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Says Rabbi Eiger, that doesn't worry him. I've done it before Shabbos. And in Sora also, it makes sense. A person is allowed to set things up before Shabbos, and they take and do melachos happen on Shabbos. You burn a fire on Shabbos. That fire is continuing to burn. I put wood in the fire before Shabbos. When does it burn? I'm throwing this log in on Erev Shabbos. A minute before Shabbos, it's going to burn on Shabbos. I set up a hose. It waters the grass. Before grass, you're allowed to do that. I carry on watering the grass on Shabbos. Yeah, you're allowed to do melachos before Shabbos, even though melachos take place on Shabbos.
You're not doing a
ma'isa. You're not doing any ma'isa. What ma'isa are you doing? You're doing a ma'isa before Shabbos. I'm giving the money to the Kohen.
Yeah, not
Shabbos. Is the king on ma'isa? I'm in bed. When I'm not doing the Mecha Mecha on Shabbos. Mecha Mecha on Shabbos is also. Okay. So the question is, how do you pinpoint that? How do you grab that? The Maisa, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger said it would seem from the Jewish tradition of Magen Avraham that actually allowed. The Maisa, he says, I've got a whole raya from a Gemara on Yuma. He's very marich. Brings the raya from Yuma. His maskana is, you're not allowed to do it. Famous Rabbi Akiva Eiger is the one who says, you're not allowed to set up a transaction before Shabbos to take effect on Shabbos. Says the Maram Sheikh, and that's the reason why we don't do Mechiras Chometz on Erev Pesach to take effect on Shabbos. Because you're going to be making a sale take effect on Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger said you're not allowed to, he proves it from the ground. You're not allowed to make that sale take effect. Obviously, this has massive ramifications. Halacha l'maisa. Rabbi Moshe's got Feinstein's got a tshuva in his time about asking a stockbroker, give a sale or buy order. When it reaches this price, sell or buy. Yeah? You're doing everything. You're telling the guy, you're giving the instructions before Shabbos. Whenever it reaches that price, whenever it falls to that price, you buy, you sell, and you've not done anything before Shabbos. You've done instructions prior to Shabbos. Says Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that you're not allowed to make a chalos to take place on Shabbos. He has a raya from his Gemara on Yuma. Says Rav Moshe, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's raya, Mekenes Matcha Zayin. Yeah, the fee what I wrote in a different Chulah Shikol Torah explaining, it's not a raya. I'm speaking. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Maisa is one asked it. In addition, he says, a stockbroker is much worse. A stockbroker, you have given instruction to the guy when it reaches this price to buy or to sell. So it's true you haven't given any instruction to act on Shabbos. But if it reaches that price on Shabbos, he has to act under your instruction. So it's either you're giving him the instruction to act now. Okay. That's Rav Moshe, where she says, I'm stockbrokers, but he brings Rav Ki Eger.
So you're saying with the stockbroker, you can't?
Beg your pardon?
With the stockbroker, you can't.
Rav Moshe says you can't. Two reasons. Number one, he says you should be kosher for Rav Ki Eger. And number two, this even was, even though I must Rav Ki Eger's Raya, I still hold you should be kosher for him, but even if you wouldn't hold Rav Ki Eger, this would be worse. This is like giving instructions to great acts on Shabbos. But it doesn't end there. Because the Maram Sheikh himself, is the one who says you have to be chesh for Rav Ki Eger. That's why we don't do Mechias Chometz on our Pesach Chol Shabbos. And Maram Sheikh himself has a different tshuva, where somebody asks him, he has a certain license, which is granted to him by whatever the category of the government. The license is running out. He has to submit his bid, kind of the earliest version of a postal bid, to the authorities, to what he's prepared to pay to renew the license. Is he allowed to submit his bid before Shabbos? And they're going to look at it on Shabbos and decide whether to accept his bid and whether to renew his license for him and do it. Says the Ram Sheikh, you're allowed to do that. Poshut, says the Ram Sheikh, you're allowed to do it. What's he done? Everything he's done, he needs to do, he's done before Shabbos. He's not doing anything on Shabbos, so he's allowed to do it. The chayyim of these two tshuvos of Ram Sheikh are steeped to each other. On the one hand, he says, no, we have to chesh for Rav Ki Eger. On the other hand, he says, well, if you've done everything before Shabbos, it's fine. So, beg your pardon? So, tshuvos b'tzeila chokhmo, he says that there's a fundamental difference where you've set everything up, and it's a continuation of what you're doing, and that chalois of what I'm doing is taking a direct result of what I've set up in my sakin on Shabbos. So then, that's what Rav Ki Eger is worried about. It's keilu, I'm doing it on Shabbos. I've set up the chalois, I've set up the maisa, I have the chalois, and the point is the chalois needs me. That's also a critical element. It's not the same as the melocha, which I've thrown a log of the water fire and I walk away and everything's happening without me. If the person were to die, that chalois wouldn't take place. The chalois needs the person, it needs the person, a live person to do it. So it's keilu, you're doing it and it's happening because of you on Shabbos and you set it up. That is continuation of what you set up. So then, where I put the offer in, I haven't done anything, I've submitted an offer, the guy will look at it, decides to accept it, fine, okay, I'm taking the offer, and now I'm being mechayev him to pay this, and give him this, so now that's taking place. An extension of that is the brought down in contemporary Sforim, as well, there's a Sefer Kamos on Shabbos, Sam Kurai Kushner, son of Rosh Shlomo Miller. And there he talks about setting up an automated pay system, automated payroll system. It goes out, you pay your workers on the first of the month. And sometimes the first of the month will be a Shabbos. Any problem with that or not? So, first initial reaction might be, well, if we're talking about Rebbe Kiva Eger, so you've got, they've done a Maisa beforehand, you've got Chalais on Shabbos, might be a problem. Then he says, well, we've got this Maram Sheikh that says we can't do Bechir Chotar Pesach, Rebbe Kiva Eger. We've got this Maram Sheikh that says you can submit your bid. We've got the Betzela Chochma that says it's not Stira because it's only when it's a direct result of the Maisa that you've done, which is just taking effect on Shabbos. So now, and you can submit your postal bid to the Maram Sheikh. So now what do you do with automated pay systems? Says Rav Kushner, and he says his father, Rav Shlomo Miller, agrees to him, that an automated pay system would be allowed based on the Svar of the Maram Sheikh and the Betzela Chochma. They would allow it. You haven't set up the transaction plan. You're given a computer instruction, the software. Software's going to send instruction. Your programs, your computers might be doing things on Shabbos. But again, that's not a problem. If your computer downloads an email on Shabbos, it's not a problem. You're not doing anything on Shabbos. It's all automatic. It's all, everything you've done is before Shabbos. The whole problem is a very specific, a very limited problem of setting up a Maisa, a Kinyon, which is going to have automatic Chalois. That is what Rav Ki Eger is worried about. And that's specifically what Rav Ki Eger is worried about. So we discussed really one very small aspect of Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos. And it seems to be one of the more obscure aspects and the least relevant aspects that a person has to know about Erev Chol HaShabbos. We haven't talked about all the practical aspects of how you yotze Shalosh Shudos and can you have Matzah Shir and what happens if you forgot. We haven't spoken about any of that. And obviously that itself, I have to say, personally, I find that an inspiration. Look at the halachos of Shalosh Shudos on Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos, and how much there is in the Pesach about it, and how much you bend over backwards in order to allow a person to yes, have two Siddurs, have Matzah Shira, have Peres, before or after Shah series, it's happening. Yeah? I personally find that, and it's basically because I have to tell you, there are times of the year when, especially living in Manchester, where Shah Shira I find a little bit of a challenge. Yeah, and you know, Shabbos, once the Shabbos is 3:30, you came home from Chayishvos from going to the Kedeshim not long before that. You have to go out to Mincha Mariv in a minute. You have the opportunity to do Shalosh Shudos V'Yisaf Zayin. You have Shalosh Shudos V'Yisaf like a mensch, and then so fine. So we see the importance, and we see how much. I find it gives a chizuk generally to that's also something else you can take out from Erev Pesach Chol Shabbos. A kaponim, it says all the svarim that a person is zeicha to a yontov by learning the halachas of that yontov. It's not just part of limud haTorah; it's a part of the kiyum of that yontov. So the more that you learn and more that you understand the halachas of that yontov, the more you're zeicha to the hashpahs of that yontov. So someone who learns about Pesach, someone learns about matzah, someone learns about when they eat their matzah, when they drink the dalat kaisus, it's a different. The matzah and the dalat kaisus has a different effect on them, a different effect on their family. The Chasam Sofer says that Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos is a year which is more mesugal for gula. As we said, the second year they came out of Mitzrayim, Erev Pesach was Chol B'Shabbos. You may say, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, the Gilgal, it was also Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos. He says, that was Hill, that Gemara and Pesachim they were talking about, obviously that was Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos, that was a reinstitution of the Melucha to Beis Yehuda. Hillel became the Nossi after that. It's going, they took away from B'nai B'Seira, they gave it back to Hillel. That was therefore he says that the year, Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos, a year which is more suitable for Gula, at least even not, we should be Zeich the Gula Shlema, but at least we can be Zeich the element, and the more that we learn Halachas Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos, the more Zeich to that part. So again, Shkoyach to everybody, Shkoyach again to MD, Simcha.
That's a good question. Can I take out whiskey on Friday night for the Friday night meal?
If it's, so normally the Rav will tell the Goy that the chametz that we're using for our Shabbos meal is not being sold to you. So that chametz which I'm using for my Friday night meal has not been sold. So you have to speak to your Rav what his arrangement is, what he tells the Goy. Yeah? So you put it in the sold cupboard, so you have to leave it out of the cupboard. How do you work it out with the Goy? That which I'm using for my meal, I don't want to be sold. Is it a Breyer Dikashayla? Yeah? That whichever I use, that's also being sold. Yeah? So what happens if the piece of challah left over, which I didn't end up using for my meal? I'm going to say that's not being sold now? Yeah. So normally it's whatever I use is not being sold. Whatever I'm going to use, also that's again. B'shas b'chira, that's the answer. Shkoyach, thank you very much. We all say to go to Shlema to bring the Kom Pesach, B'Shabbos every year. These daf design.
I'm going to go to the next one.